Blog Talk Radio.
Vesta Goodman this morning, and we thank God for good gospel music. Thank him for another week beginning. He has been good to us all weekend long, and we are thankful unto him. We appreciate him. We love him today, because again this morning it was him that first loved us. Without his love, we would not know what love really is. And so we're thankful unto him for all he has given unto us. He gave his son, he gave his word, he gave his spirit. Oh yeah, he's given us so much, given us a measure of faith. Look at God. Yeah, gave us great and mighty precious promises. The key to all of this is to believe today. Yeah, but without God, we can do nothing. And if we can but believe, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by faith, the elders obtained a good report. All the old saints, yeah, they obtained a good report. And it all started with believing. Yeah, they kept the faith. And God brought them through Apostle Paul and Peter and John and Isaac and Rebecca and so many more, Abraham, Sarah. Yeah, it takes believing, yeah, to get God to move for us. Because that's the key. That's the main key to Almighty God is to believe, yeah, to have faith. Because those of us that come to him, we must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently, constantly, continually, always seeking him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Seeking him, believing that he's going to reward us. Not only is he going to hear our prayers, but he's going to answer. Yeah, not only that the door is there, but he's the one who can open it. Yeah, and he has opened many doors over and over and over again. He has made ways where we didn't see a way. We didn't think that there was a way. We didn't know the way. But he's a way maker. And not only that, he is the way, the truth, and the life today. And so we want to lean and depend on Jesus. And if you do it, you're going to find this out. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. In the midnight hour, when no one else is around and you don't have anyone you can call, he's right there. You can tell him all about it. You also find out your personal stuff that you don't want anybody else to know. You can go to him and tell him all about it. Yeah. The main thing with me is this. He made us all for his pleasure. It pleased God to make man. Isn't that something? And after he made man, oh boy, he loved man. He saw that it was a good thing he made. But man is very disappointing. Yeah, even unto Almighty God. It's not that he's surprised by what man does, but it's disappointing because of this. He has had to repent many times for making man, but he always find a way, always find a way to keep man and to bless him. And so we're thankful unto him. When I look back at Noah, 8 people God saved, the rest he had to destroy, disobedience. And he remembered that man come from a sinful nature, and it's not enough evil and dirty and raunchy and grimy things that man can do. The more he does in this field, the more he wants to do. But we found out that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through his son, Christ Jesus. Amen goes right there this morning. Hallelujah. Yeah, the wages of sin is death. Many haven't considered this. Many don't think about this. But the sinning that they're doing, the price for it that they will pay is death. Many times it's a physical death and it's a spiritual death. And that spiritual death is what we should be more concerned about than anything else. Because it's appointed unto man once to die. And after death comes the judgment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, Evangelist Barbara Pittman of Freedom Doors Ministries, and I come to you live each weekday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today is really and truly March the 25th, 2024. We're 3 months and 25 days into this new year already of 2024. And so God has been good to us. He has blessed us to come this far. Someone didn't make it this far. Not only that, it's not promised to us. Yeah, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not promised. So we have today. And we know not a day nor an hour when he will come. So we want to prepare this day that we have like it's our last day. Any minute he's showing up. So this is what we want to do. Hallelujah. We don't want nothing to do with hell. It's not for us. Yeah. So if it's not for me, I don't want any of it. A lot of people, they like the Mercedes Benz. They like the Beamer, the BMWs. I don't. That's not for me. I like the Rolls Royce. Hallelujah. And so if I'm going to get a luxury car, I'm going to prepare for the Rolls Royce. Yeah. I'll need a chauffeur with the Rolls. I'll need money with the Rolls because the repairs are expensive. I have to put fuel in it to, you know, sort of drive and go down the street. So, yeah. So if we're looking for Jesus to come back like he said he would, we need to prepare daily for his return. Hallelujah. Amen goes right there this morning. And what I tell you, I feel pretty good today. Yeah, in him, because he's the author and finisher of our faith. He's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's the Savior of the world. He's the Son of the true and living God. Somebody told me, and I surely believe, he's the baby of Mary. He's Mary's baby. He's the bright and morning star. Hallelujah. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. Oh, I could go on and on. I thank him this morning because he's been my burden bearer. He's been my heavenly sharer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's been my bridge over troubled water. Oh, you don't know like I know what he's done for me, you see. And so I'm grateful unto him this morning. And I'm thankful for the way I feel today. I'm thankful that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We want to seek him this morning. Hallelujah. With our whole heart. We don't want to hold nothing back. So we're going to start off seeking him in prayer this morning. Hallelujah. So we're going to prayer. And after prayer, I have a request. And after the request, we're going to our scripture of the day. And we're going to move on from there. Let's pray. Our topic today is the wages of sin. That's our topic. So let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning thankful, thankful for another Monday morning. Father, we are thankful that you started our week off. You woke us up closed in our right minds. We have the use and activity of our limbs, life, health, and strength. And Father, this morning, we realize there's none like you. There's no one who loves us the way that you love us. You so loved us, you sent your only begotten Son, that all we have to do is believe, and we won't perish but have everlasting life. Father, you took the Ten Commandments and put them into two to make it easier for us. You knew the type of people we would be, a weak people. And Lord, you blessed us with easy ways and easy access to you. You gave us a mediator, your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that he would bring our petition unto you. And Father, not only would you hear the petition, but you will answer. We thank you for what you've done already this morning. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for what you're doing right now. But Father, again, there's none like you. Your almighty God, Jehovah, that have all power. There is no higher power. And Father, you're on our side today in spite of us. You're looking beyond our fault and yet meeting our needs. Are you yet on our side? You're for us today. And your word says, if you be for us, Father, you're more than the whole world against us. We bow down this morning, bringing our petition unto you. We're coming boldly before the throne of grace, knowing that, Lord, you want to hear what we have to say. We thank you this morning that you take time out whenever we call upon you to listen, to hear what we have to say. And Father, lead and guide us today in the right path for your name's sake, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us this morning of all our sins and wrongdoing, wrong thoughts, wrong speechings, wrong feelings. And Father, though our sins be as scarlet, we ask that you will wash each of us as white as snow. Cleanse us this morning from all unrighteousness and give us a clean heart, O God. and renew the right spirit within us this day. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we are asking. And Father, we thank you for forgiving us. You didn't say we had to beg or plead. You said to ask, and it'll be given unto us. And Father, we're asking for forgiveness again this morning in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for putting our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them again. Thank you again this morning for looking beyond our fault and yet meeting our needs. We're grateful unto you. And Father, we're casting our cares upon you this morning, for you careth for us. Whatever we're going through, we give it to you this morning and walk away, asking you to fix it, asking you to take care of it. Every evil and hindering and negative thing and negative spirit that's coming our way, Father, we bind it up in the name of Jesus and cast it to the pits of hell, never to return. And we ask you this morning to rebuke the devourer for our sake. Father, whenever evil come our way, don't let it see us. Only let it see the blood of Jesus. For the blood of Jesus is against our evil of every kind. Oh, we ask it today in the name of Jesus. And Father, we loose this morning your uncommon blessings and favor and miracles unto us. We ask that you would release it unto us as well this morning. Every good thing in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us as your people. That God, whatever come our way, that's our trial. We'll stand the trial. So, Father, our trials come only to make us strong. And we thank you for strengthening you. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. And, Father, it's a pleasure to serve you again because there's none like you. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning for all you've done already. Great and mighty things this morning. Gave us our life, our health, and our strength. Father, many of us still have our family members. We're alive today. Thank you, Jesus. And so we're grateful unto you. Father, we appreciate you this morning. And we love you. And we are thankful, thankful, thankful unto you this morning. We bring those that are sick before you, God. And Lord, we ask that you would touch and heal today. You heal all manner of sickness and disease. You took a beating for the healing of the nation. And Father, we're reaching in this morning to touch the hem of your garment because we want to be made whole by you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I bring every call and every listener before you this morning, every household represented here. Father, those that are coming through the archives and the podcast as well, every family member, near and far, every friend, near and far, we ask this morning that you would touch and heal, that you would bless this morning, that you would send your uncommon favor their way, your uncommon blessings in the name of Jesus. Father, we trust you this morning because we know no other to trust. Asking today that you would bless those that are incarcerated. Bless the brethren there, oh God. There's talking of your wondrous works and making known your deeds among the people. Strengthen them today. Loose your protecting angels to keep them safe, Father, from all hurt, harm, or danger this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. We bring those that are in every branch of the military. Father, our administration of the military, we ask this morning that you would bless, that you would lead and guide. Lord, let them make no mistakes. Let them do what needs to be done according to your will. Open up their eyes. Give them wisdom, oh God. Give them knowledge and great understanding. In the name of Jesus, thank you right now. Thank you, Father. We thank you for our veterans. We thank you for those that went to serve. For many come back. They didn't return the way that they went in. But we know that you're a healer and you're able this morning. And we ask that you would heal veterans here, there, and everywhere. We ask that you would bless their families and friends, and Lord, mainly their children, because they went away, and their wives and husbands. They went away to do what we couldn't. And they left their families, oh God, go and serve. Move this morning in a mighty way for every veteran, every American veteran, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. And Father, this morning we ask for peace. We declare peace this morning. We speak peace to every nation this morning in the name of Jesus. No need for war. You made us all for your pleasure. You love us all the same, oh God. So, Father, do it for your people in the name of Jesus. We bind up the hand of the enemy that don't want peace in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And we loose joy and happiness this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Bless widowers and bereaved families this morning, Father. Intercessory prayer people, preachers, preaching in the name of Jesus and obedience unto you and love for your people. Father, do it today. Whatever the heart desires are, move upon them from these your people in the name of Jesus. Father, continue to bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem. Continue to loose your protecting angels to stand watch, to shield and protect. Keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Father, bless our brothers and sisters everywhere overseas. Lord, you know what they stand in the need of: healing, finances, whatever it may be today. For Lord, the earth is yours, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. There's nothing too hard for you to do for them. If their faith needs to increase, Lord, send an increase in faith, an increase in patience their way. Send your Holy Spirit like never before their way. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Shield and protect them, O God. Keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Let no calamity come near their dwelling. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We thank you this morning. And Father, bless this segment of Jesus in the morning. I ask today that you would bless your people here to hear word, God, that would last them throughout eternity from you in the name of Jesus. Nothing of me, all of you. But Father, without you, we can do nothing. And we need you today. Hallelujah. Send your word today, a word that heals in the name of Jesus. For you sent your word and it healed. Do it here today in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless today, Lord. Bless through your word in a mighty way. Those that are standing in need of finances, Lord, send uncommon money their way today. Uncommon houses, uncommon cars, uncommon jobs, uncommon healings. Whatever they stand in need of today, you have it. Again, the earth is yours, Father, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead, Lord, let it bless us like never before. Let it send out uncommon miracles and favor and blessings unto us. In the precious name of Jesus, we ask it all this morning. And Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing right now for Jesus in the morning. We thank you right now for every caller and every listener. Oh, we give you glory in every new caller, every new listener. We ask this morning that God let them hear what they need to hear to bless their day. In the name of Jesus, strengthen your people in this hour. Help us to study your word. Help us to pray without ceasing. Help us to always pray and not faint. Or do it today in the name of Jesus. Father, we made our petition known unto you this morning. For we don't have the answer. Only you have the answer. And we thank you today for answering for us. Again, in Jesus' name, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for hearing this morning. And we thank you for answering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The songwriter said this: I have a feeling everything is going to be all right. He said it's going to be all right. Be all right. Be all right. How did he know? He said Jesus told him that everything was going to be all right. He come back and said the Holy Ghost told him that everything is going to be all right. I can tell you this morning, it's going to be all right because his word says so. Yeah, his word said we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. His word says, we're the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. It also says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. His word says, we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus that loves us. So I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, if we're trusting God, believing in him, everything is going to be all right. Because no matter what we go through, it's going to work for our good. Yeah, I used to say it must, and it must because his word says so. It must work together for our good. Brother Lewis say, hey, the scripture didn't say must. I say, but I say must because God spoke it. He inspired man to write it for me. I believe it. It's got to do it because he said so. Hallelujah. All his word is yea and amen. If we could put it to the test, if we can but believe, I believe today I'm healed. I believe today I'm going to start a regiment that I won't turn back and go back to eating crazy. He know I love food. He know I enjoy cooking. I really do. I just don't do it. Because I told myself, if you don't cook, you won't eat it. But I don't cook and I still eat good, wrong. Yeah, I don't always eat healthy. But I'm asking the Lord, Lord, get me back on track to eat healthy. Because I want to live and not die to declare his work. So I shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. He's not done with me yet. The work has not ended yet. I still have a few more phone calls to answer. I still have a few more Jesus in the morning shows to do. I still have a few more people to take food to. Huh? I still have a few more people who need a ride to and from somewhere. So I shall live and not die, physically or spiritually, to declare his works. And he's blessing me daily to prepare for his return. And we want to remember this today, to wait on God. Be of a good courage. He's going to strengthen our heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Yeah. Now, that's not Barbara. That is Psalms 27 and 14. Yeah. Another thing we want to remember over in Philippians 4 and 8. To focus on these things, to think of these things. Whatever is true, whatever is honest, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, and what brings a good report. Yeah, a good report. These are the things we want to focus on today. And Lord, we want you to help us. Teach us how. Teach us how to wait on you. Teach us how to apply these things to our lives, to have them in our minds. The truth, honesty, whatever is just and pure, whatever is lovely, and what brings a good report. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, these are the things we want. We don't want nothing less than these things. And if we'll walk in these, we believe it will please God. And today we want to do what's pleasing and acceptable unto him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you this morning, there's none like him. And we have several things I want you to hear this morning, because the world has become wickeder and wiser. And I'm knowing that people, they don't understand and they don't believe and they don't consider and they don't pay attention that the wages of sin is death because of this. But the gift of God is eternal life. Because I listened to the rapper, the ex-rapper, I listened to him tell about being in hell. And he said there were some that was blasphemous and, you know, saying bad things, but there were those there calling, asking God to come and rescue them, asking God to help them. But once we end up in hell, there's no return because time has run out for us. He's given us more than enough time. and we did nothing about it. Now you're sinners. What you did caused you to go to hell. Now God is you. And you want to come out, but you can't. So now is the appointed time to share with others. Do you know the price of sinning? Because these people don't understand. So we're going to hear some horrific things today. And we know that these things that took place was done. It was not of God. It was evil. And if they don't repent, if they died and didn't repent, then we know what happened, where they're going. But if you repent, I don't care what wrong you've done, who you wronged, how you did it, when you did it, why you did it. Today, if you ask God to forgive you, ask him to come into your heart and live forever, he will do this. And after you make that declaration and pledge to him and he to you, because when you come in, he will in no wise, when you come to him, he will in no wise cast you out. There's nothing will make him turn his back on you and say, no, I don't want you. Any man that come to him, he will receive you. And you must receive him. After this, you want to get on a path of reading your Bible, studying your Bible. Pray and ask God for a Bible teaching church that teach his word, not their own words, so that you can grow in him. If it don't happen right away, don't give up. Continue to pray. Continue to stay in his word. It's him that will lead and guide you. And your diligence unto him. Your faithfulness to continue to try. Lord, I don't understand what I'm reading, but Lord, give me understanding. In all my getting, I want to get understanding. You continue to do that, and God will continue to move for you. But you got to have some patience. Take your time. You can read something and don't read back over it again. Just keep trying at it, praying and trying. When we go to study or go to read, we pray first. Yeah. And ask God to give us, again, understanding, knowledge, and wisdom. Understanding. So we'll understand, knowledge, so we'll know, and wisdom, so we'll know how to present it, even to our own selves. Hallelujah. God is faithful unto us, and we are thankful unto him this morning. There's none like him. Listen, I'm going to, I wanted to play the first request this morning, but the person requested it is not here. So we're going to the next request.
My daddy, who is nearly 70 years old, seems to feel like some of today's gospel music has lost its way. You see, my daddy's from Kershaw, South Carolina, raised in Bright Light Baptist Church and Ebenezer Baptist Church. My daddy believes that when you hear gospel, it ought to sound like gospel. So my sister told me that she was making a gospel record. I wanted to make sure that it was something on there for my daddy. So daddy, we're going to take you back. God is good.
I know that God, my God, God is good.
God is good. We know that he guides my every footstep.
and he put food on my table.
Shantae was the first one introduced me to it years ago. And Sister Dorothy Goodman, I dedicate that one to you this morning. God is good. He makes a way out of no way. Food on the table. Shoes on my feet so he can guide my every footstep. God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to put on the shoes of obedience this morning so I can follow his lead. Oh yeah, I can walk behind him and get to where I need to go safely. And if anything come along the way, I know this, his rod and his staff, they comfort me. And I know that he will prepare a table before me in the very presence of my enemy. Yeah, he anoint my head with oil. Hallelujah. This morning my cup running over. Surely now, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's a good God to us, and so we're grateful unto him, and we thank him for all he has done for us. And this morning, again, our topic is the wages of sin. The wages of sin. And we want to read a little bit and move on in Jesus, because he's the author and finisher again this morning of our faith. And we're so grateful unto him that he's on our side in spite of us. I'm looking at Romans chapter 6 this morning and verse 23. It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So what we're going to do, we're going to go back just a little bit, and we're going to pay some attention to some other parts of the scripture and move on in Jesus' name. But I know this today, we have to pay attention. We have to pay attention. The believer, those of us Christians, those of us that are truly following Christ and following the word of Christ, the things of Christ, the things that he did, those of us that believe in what they call the fivefold ministry back in the day. I just believe it was just God and his word. I didn't have no name or title for it, but I knew what he said. Yeah. And I know the only way to God is through his son, Jesus Christ, because he inspired man to write it, to let us know so that we wouldn't be confused or we wouldn't miss the boat. Yeah. But sinning is fun and a good time. Yeah, it is. I can't lie. Been there and done that. That's why I stayed out there so long. I was having a good time. I could club. And going to the club, you know, you have a few drinks, you dance. You laugh and talk with people, and you meet people, and all kind of stuff. Your night go by, and you just in the limelight of being entertained. So sin is fun and a good time. This is why many refuse the ways of God and his word. The problem is many never consider the price of sin. There is a price the non-believer pays and do not understand. And some never consider. And today is not just the non-believer, but some days it's the Christians. It's those who say we're following Christ, but they're not. They're following whatever pleases their flesh. And that's not the way. Yeah. The wages of sin is death. That's the price you pay. Death is the great price of sin. However, man can stop sinning when he gives his heart to Jesus and allow him to set him or her free. Because if we remember, whom the Son set free is free indeed. The gift of God is eternal life. And if we remember back in John 10:10, Jesus come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Because the enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. Yeah. So we have some things on our side, but we got to seek them. And we got to know sin is sin, and we can cover it up and try to cover it up and call it whatever we want to call it. We can say anything we want to say about it, but sin is sin, and the wages of sin is death. Don't judge me. Some people say, God know my heart, and that's dangerous. I'm telling you. They don't even know what they're saying because he knows the very intent of our heart. He know when we're right and when we're wrong. He know the very motives that's in us. This is to the believer this morning. This is to the Christian, the followers of Christ, the saints of God, the people of God, the children of God. Yeah, those that say they believe. When we look at Romans chapter 6, this is what it says at verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Because we know God don't give us the punishment that we should. There's always forgiveness. So because there's forgiveness and he have grace and mercy, should we continue in sin when we know we shouldn't be doing it? Should I be continuing to do what my natural self want to do, or should I do what the word of God said I should be doing? And sometimes the Holy Spirit will speak to us and convict us and we know it's wrong. Should we continue? Because we know grace is going to cover us. In verse 2 of Romans chapter 6, it says this, God forbid. God forbid. It didn't say Barbara forbid. God forbid. How shall we that are dead in sin live any longer therein? If you don't come out the world, God made you a new creature in Christ. You don't come out of that. You dead to sin now. How you back in sin and you dead to sin? Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus had freed you from the bondage of sin. If you're going back in there, that's your choice. That's what you want to do. You can't blame God for it. But he said, God forbid it. Now, don't do it. And he asked us the question, how shall we that are dead in sin live any longer therein? If we can talk about God all we want to, it's not in the talk. He's an action God. It's in our actions. He hear what we say, but he's looking at the things that we are doing. Verse 3 said, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. We were baptized into his death. He suffered. He suffered for us. We must suffer back for his sake. We must give this flesh up. Ask God to teach us how to crucify daily. Crucify our natural selves. So that when we should be doing what's spiritual, we'll do what's spiritual and not what's natural. Because spiritual and natural, all the time I share this, is constantly at war with each other. They're clashing. There's no good thing in that natural you, that Barbara, no good thing in her flesh. Because the world will say do this, but Barbara Fletcher wanted to do that. I've come a long ways with Jesus on my side today. Ooh, I've come a long ways. And I yet have a long ways to go. I believe that. As long as I'm living, there is improvement to please God. There's improvement to turn my back on sin. There's improvement to just say no. It don't mean that I don't shortcome. I don't have shortcomings. It don't mean that. But it means when I recognize sin, get away from it. Run. Run, Barbara. Take off running. And it's okay. Know ye not that so many of us are baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. We did what he did. We went down in the liquid grave and rose in the newness of life. Yeah, we rose from the grave. Verse 4 says, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. Yes, sir, I just told you. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. He rose up from the dead by the glory of the Father. And we should walk up in the newness of life. For if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. That's the word. That's not Bob. That's the word of God that he inspired man to write. And if you look it up, look up that. Look it up. Some people know it's scripture. Some people may not know that it's scripture. I'm not a Bible thumper. I'm not a Bible beater. But I speak in English, and many times it's the scripture. But if you haven't been in the Word, you may not know. If you haven't been walking in the Spirit that you won't fulfill the lust of your flesh, you may not know. If you haven't built a solid foundation with Jesus Christ, you may not know. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you may not know, because it'll bring all things back to you. Remember, you say, oh, I remember that scripture. If any man be in Christ, they showed it to me. I'm a new creature. I'm not that old Barbara. Verse 5 says, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. We went down when we were baptized. This is why they lay you down. I see some people sprinkle water on your head. No. They laid me down in the water in obedience according to my faith. They laid me down in that water, and when they brought me up, they brought me up in the newness of life. It was a symbol of the liquid grave, like they put Christ in the tomb, in the grave. 3 days later, he rose with all power. Hallelujah. And so when I went down and they brought me up, I was resurrected with him. I went down to crucify this flesh, to let it die. Yeah. And when I come up, it all that wasn't right died. But I had to follow his word and pray for Bible teachings, Bible believing church. I couldn't just go with any wind and old doctrine. But I prayed for him to lead and guide me so I get the right instructions, so I'd be on the right path, on the right track. Verse 6 says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Anybody heard that this morning? Knowing this we got to know, that our old man is crucified with Christ, with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. But did you see it says might, M-I-G-H-T? It didn't even say shall, S-H-A-L, it says might. Guess why? Because he knew not everybody's is going to crucify their flesh. Not everybody going to let the man, the old man, die completely. We still going to sneak and do some things. Yeah. We still going to sneak and lie, cheat. In some cases, steal. Murder. All kind of stuff we going to still sneak and do, we think. We hiding it from people because we can never hide it from God. In every place, he's beholding the evil and the good. And that scripture right there, look it up. Verse 7 says, for he that is dead is free from sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. But we must die to ourselves, to the natural man, to the flesh, so that the Spirit of God can live in us. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. We've been set free from the bondage of sin if we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and if we believe. See, many say this has happened, but they don't believe. So they're still cussing. They're still sneaking around doing things. It's preachers that were sneaking around getting high, snorting cocaine, not marijuana only. Some were still sneaking around smoking marijuana, getting taps of heroin. Some of the men had 2 and 3 women in different places, pastors of churches. Well, he that is dead is free from sin. Verse 8 says, now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. If your flesh is dead to yourself, now you're dead with him. We believe that we shall also live with him. Why? He rose again and he's alive today. We rose in him and we're alive today in him. Not in ourselves. But many people hold on to this flesh, honey. That's why many appear to be like the world. We haven't died to our sins. We haven't died to our flesh. We haven't died to be free from sin. We haven't done that yet. And many don't teach this because they're afraid the people are going to run away. But you can run if you want to, because the wages of sin is death. Hell is real and it enlarges itself daily. And if you're a sinner, you don't have a place in heaven. Well, I'm no sinner. I just did some things. If you sin, you're a sinner. I know Donnie McClurkin said sinner, a saint is just a sinner who fell down and got up. You ain't no saint falling down getting up. If you're a sinner, you're doing sins. There is forgiveness. Yes, it is. God will forgive us right now. But we should be dead. Our natural man should be dead to sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Because if we suffer with him, we're going to reign with him. That's scripture too. Look it up. R-E-G-I-N. Reign. Look it up. Verse 9 says, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dies no more, death have no more dominion over him. And it shouldn't have none over us. Because we've been freed from sin. Sin should have no capture on us anymore. We've been set free. Again this morning, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Yeah. I'm looking up something right quick, y'all. Okay, John chapter 8 and verse 36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. John chapter 6 and 55 says, for the flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Yeah. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more, death has no more dominion over him. Verse 10 says, for in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Our life should be hid in him. And the life we now living should be lived unto God, not unto our flesh. But we give the flesh more than we give the spirit, because we feel him. We feel him in that flesh. Ours, oh, and some of us, we so wimpy and weak. And we got all power on our side. We can stand up to anything. We need to stand up to godly and make sure that it's God who got you standing up to this and not your flesh. Not your flesh. Because if we still operating in the flesh, we're going to still be doing some sin somewhere. It's people who say they forgive others, but they don't forget. It's some that say they forgive others, but they still holding that thing against them. You hear me? You can say you forgive and not forget. And you're not holding it against them per se, but you're remembering what they did. Let's let it go this morning. That sin don't abound in us. Let's let our flesh die so we can be freed from sin. Sometimes we have to work on that thing. Because let me tell you something. I battled with that spirit of fornication. I just want you to know. It was a stronghold for me. But I was determined, because his word says so. But he that is dead is freed from sin. Oh, this flesh had to die to that foolishness. That was nonsense. There wasn't no marriage certificate. There wasn't no you take care of me, I take care of you. There was no I be there for you and you be there for me. Uh-uh, that was none of that. You going to pay the bills. No, it wasn't. I didn't get no benefits. I was sinning against my own body. And when you sin against your own body, guess what can happen? AIDS can come up. Syphilis can come up. Gonorrhea can come up. All kind of types of stuff. Herpes can come up. Because you're not obeying the word of God. Get your own husband. Marry. It's better to marry than to burn. I'm just using that. I'm just using that as an example. But it's many more sins now. But when you die to your flesh, all of that's going to be buried. Every time that spirit comes, you got to resist it. It's going to flee. And if you resist it long enough, it won't come as often. Won't come as often. Mm-mm. That thing used to have me sitting on the couch plotting. Oh, but after God truly come in. And I was still going through some things with it, you know, looking at me and this and that. And the Spirit of the Lord come and let me know, don't let fornication be once named among you. I was hanging out with another evangelist, Stephanie, and she had the Juanita Bynum tape, No More Sheets. I listened to that whole thing, praying through it, and God delivered me of his word. Mm-hmm. And I'm blessed in the city today, blessed in the field, blessed when I come and when I go. Hallelujah. I cast down every stronghold, sickness, poverty, anything that's not of God. I cast it down, and it's defeated, and I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Got to die to the flesh so that the Spirit of God can live through us and in us. It's more important that he live in us. And when he speak, we pay close attention. But in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Verse 11 says, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Verse 12 says this, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Now this is a word. And see, the word convicted me when I was going through that thing. It convicted me. The Spirit of the Lord would speak, and I would have to walk on by Daniel on the side of the road. I have to walk on by Tom and Jerry and Bruce and, yeah, and almost stopping to talk. How you doing? Okay, how you doing? And keep it going. Because sometimes if I liked him, he'd say, how you doing? I say, oh, hey, how you doing? You doing all right today? Yeah, I bring some conversation in there. But it says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. You got to get that lustful spirit out of you. Whatever is in there that's making you want to sin against God, get it out of there. That ye should obey it in the lust thereof. See, because if you don't, you're going to obey it. And when you know anything, you back doing what you was doing. You can't get tired. You got to have patience. I'm working on thoughts about other people. You know how you can see somebody doing something and you'll hear your opinion go. Hear your judgment go. Hear your thoughts about what they did go. But I go back to the woman that they caught in the act of adultery, and this is what he said. The first one without sin cast the first stone. And we organize our stuff. You know, we give it ratings. Well, I stole a bubble gum. They stab somebody. Well, guess what? Sin is sin. No big sin, no little sin. Wrong is wrong. No big wrong, no little wrong. Wrong is wrong, but we categorize it. All I did was write a bad check. He raped somebody. Whether it was rape or a bad check, stealing is just as guilty as raping. Wrong is wrong. Sin is sin. But again, we categorize it and organize it. The big and the little. And they do it in court. That's why they have misdemeanor court and felony court. Huh? You got your felony, you looking at time. A misdemeanor, they can write it off. They can hit your hand, don't do it no more, and let you go. You can sign yourself out of jail with a misdemeanor. Not with a felony. They going to hold you a while. Because it's categorized. And we do the same thing. Sin is sin. Wrong is wrong. Another thing, there's no white lie. A lie is a lie. Well, she just told that to keep from hurting somebody feeling it was yet a lie. And he said, a liar won't carry in his sight. Now, that's what he said. I didn't say it. I mean, you can hold it against me. That's fine. But I wasn't there when God inspired man to write it. It's his word, not mine. Verse 13 said, neither year ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. You see, that fornicating thing had got me. I had to get up out of it. The scripture was just killing it, just sharpening in a two-edged sword, just cutting it. Ooh-wee. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Boy, look here. Oh, that neither year your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. Oh, that thing was cutting me every which way, looked like but a loose. Because I'm healing my members. My head, I'm touching me. But that word straightened it out. But yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Because look, verse 7 says, for he that is dead is freed from sin. So let me know, no, you ain't died to nothing yet. You ain't died to a thing. You're still kicking it. It's much alive in you as you're allowing it to be alive. Verse 14 says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. My goodness, from Zion. You heard what he said back there. You heard in verse 1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Now that's the question they ask. 14 said it. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For you're not under the law, but under grace. You under what's getting you, not what you should get. You should get death. Oh, but his grace, his mercy, most of all his love for us. He put things in place where we could come boldly before the throne of grace and repent unto him and mean it, and praying that the Holy Spirit would keep us. And when your spirit speaks, give me an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to me. I'm your church, Lord. I don't want to do these things no more. I didn't rest until I got delivered. You hear me? I did not rest until I got delivered from that thing. I can remember a Valentine night, and these women was men bashing, and I lived in the house, and I had a roommate. I lived in her house, and she invited all of her friends over to bash men. I wasn't invited to the party because, see, I was saved. And they were bashing men. And I called my God brother Ron, and I said, hey, Ron, I said, they having a party. I said, and I don't, he said, say no more. I'll be right there to get you. He came over and picked me up to take me to his house. And he said, well, what's going on? I said, they bashing me. He said, oh, yeah, I know that bait. I know that bait. He said, because she was married to my cousin. So I know how that could go. He said, and I know you didn't want to be in there with that. I don't bash me in like that. And so, because see, a lot of times as women, we won't step up to the plate and bring it in the open and say what it is. We go accuse the man. I'm raising my right hand because I did it to my ex. He did, and he was that, and he didn't do this, and he didn't do that. And the Lord just snatched the cup off of me and said, well, you had a part in that wrongdoing. I'm giving all the blame to him. I'm the victim. Only I'm the victim in it. The Lord pulled that cover back off victim. No, you're the one. You're the one, the criminal. You're the one that committing something. And see, well, we don't say nothing about that. We just want people to think women so, you know, we're just delicate and we're just so tender. And we're just lovely and sweet. We done did some mess to cause some men to mess up. And then we won't accuse them. But and they told them, when you point that finger, that thumb pointing back at you. Verse 15 says this, what then? It's a question. What then? Shall we sin? Because we are not under the law, but under grace? Here we go again. God forbid. Oh, that word will cut you. That word will cut you. What then? shall we sin? Because we're not under the law, but under grace. Again, God forbid. He asked a question. Shall we sin? Because we're not under the law, but under grace. That's a question. God forbid is the answer. We got to get right with him. We must take self-inventory. No need of me putting a magnifying glass on you to see all your sins and find them, the little ones and all, you know, little tiny ones we call. No need for me to do that. I need to take self-inventory of me. That shall we sin because, well, should I sin? Because I'm not under the law, but under grace. No, ma'am, and no, sir. God forbid. Verse 16 says, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servant to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Listen, whatever I yield my body to, I'm going to say this, whatever I yield my heart or mind to obey, I'm that servant of whatever I yield my mind or heart to, a body to obey. I became the servant. I became the slave to that. Whether it's lying, smoking dope, cheating, adultery, whatever it is, witchcraft, whatever it is, root working, whatever it is, white magic, black magic, voodoo, hoodoo, I'm yielding to that. Church folks into all this kind of thing, so-called church folks, because the people of God, we don't deal in all of this. That word cut it out, but you got to get in the word in order for it to cut it out of you. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servant to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. We want that obedience unto righteousness. We want to be dead to sin. That sin don't live here any longer. God has come and swept the house clean. And we refuse to let anything back in now. Yeah, I talk to men. I love men. There's not a greater creation that God made than a man. A real thoroughbred man, that's a beautiful thing. That's a wonderful thing. Oh, my goodness. I like looking at it. The ways of a real man that God designed. He pray. He been in the word. He don't walk around puffed up. He don't want to rule and reign over nobody. He's humble. He can fix things around the house. Oh, and that driving he do, he drives real well because he obey the laws of the land. If he feel like he lost, he can ask you, hey, we going the right way? He don't have no pride and puffed up. But when you get out the car, if it's a flat tire, he don't want you out the car talking about changing it. And sometimes you say, well, I'm getting out to hand you the tire iron or whatever. He'll be like, hold up. I'll let you know if I need all that because I brought all that and laid it on the ground. Sit down. I just need you to let a man be a man. You see? Verse 17 says, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Which, oh, look at that thing, delivered Barbara. The word of God delivered me. Don't let fornication be once named among you, Barbara. It delivered Barbara. I took that thing serious. Because I felt like that'd land me in hell. I can't go. I don't want nothing down there. I don't want to see it. I don't want to smell it. I don't want to be near it. I just want to be with God. It takes something to get something. Yeah. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin. Thank you, Jesus. But ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Because, see, look, this is what happened. Remember this? If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. John 8:36, for them who say, I don't never quote scriptures. John 6:55, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank him. I thank him. Because that thing was torturing me. Because I'm knowing I'm wrong. I know I was wrong. Just as wrong as two left shoes. And look, it wasn't always about laying up, playing up. Sometimes it was just that lustful spirit that just got me lusting, just looking and just foolishness. He say something to me, I say something back, flirting and all. That wasn't right. But God got it straight. I let the word do the work. I had to be delivered. And he delivered me. In verse 18, it says, being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Now, I didn't say this about myself. This is what the scripture said. Being made free from that fornication Bible, ye became the servants of righteousness. Now, I don't have to look at nobody else, boyfriend. Because if he in a relationship with you, boyfriend, girlfriend, y'all in something. It may not be marriage, but it's due respect. It's due respect. I don't look at your boyfriend. You ain't got to worry about me looking at your husband. Now, I have teased, you know, play, and I cut that out. Don't you ever do that again either. Don't joke like that. Don't hug like, don't do none of that ever again. And this ain't been too long ago. God got with me back there. I don't play. Don't joke about it. Don't tease with it. Don't play. Don't touch. Don't none of that ever again. Because he delivered me. That was a big ticket item. That thing had a stronghold. And he delivered me. And I refused to go back. Oh, no. And see, let me tell you, I prayed the prayer of faith. And therefore, if the man come talking crazy, I know God ain't send you. And many have come talking crazy, and they went right on somewhere else. Because guess what? I knew that was not God. I knew God did not send you. Because guess what? What I saw, you trying to trick me back. And God ain't taking me back with the devil will. God bring me forward in righteousness. He bring me even more to become the servant of righteousness. The more I desire, the more he give. 19 says, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. Hey, boo. Yeah, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. There's a sickness in it. There's a sickness in the flesh that make us want to do these type things. Men with men, women with women. Folks want to change themselves from the natural of what God made them. There's an infirmity in that. It's a sickness in the flesh. Oh, somebody ain't gonna like me for that. I don't like her. I thank God he loved me. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. You done come to God. You was whatever you was. You was a prostitute, a pimp, a dope seller, whatever you was. You was a lustful person. You was a fornicator. You was an adulterer. Whatever, a liar, thief, cheat, whatever you was. There was a sickness in you. Infirmity, sick. You, that was a sickness in you that made you want to do these things in your flesh. But it says of your flesh. See, because we come from a sinful nature. And sin did my mother conceive me. Go on over there to 51. You're going to find that up in there. Psalm 51. You'll find it over in there. Look for it. It says, for as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. Listen, that's what you used to do. Let's go back to 7 right quick. For he that is dead is freed from sin. So that's what you used to do. You're no longer doing that. That's over with. And if it's not over with, you're going to seek God and search the scriptures until the word cut that infirmity of your flesh out of there that shouldn't be. And now you coming on to cleanness, not uncleanness. You're no longer unto iniquity, unto iniquity. You yielding your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For be ye holy, for God is holy. Yeah. We're going to look further. 20 says, for when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. See, the world doing their thing now. Sinners sinning, so they free from righteousness. And holiness, they don't know nothing about that. They ain't trying to know nothing about that. And those that know about it, they don't want to be bothered with that. But I was out there doing my thing. See, I was free from righteousness. But see, I learned. I had received him as my Lord and Savior. I learned that I belonged to him. I learned that the Son had set me free. I was no longer in bondage unto sin. And the devil was no longer my daddy. But guess what? I chose this. I chose not to come to righteousness and holiness. I chose to yield to my members, to my body, to my flesh, to the natural body. I yield to do that to me. But he said this. I was free from righteousness. But see, when you know better, you do better. And when we go back and we look at John 8 and 36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Well, did he make me free? Of course he did. But your choice, he make you free, but you still have a choice. How you think people backslide? Because he leave you with your choice. You can come forward or go backwards. It is your choice. He will not force it on you to stay. I was over on TikTok one day and I heard him sing a song, if you want to go ahead and walk out the door. I was so tickled. But one thing you got to remember, one monkey don't stop no show. This train going to keep on moving. Now that's not God saying that to you. But if you want to go ahead. He won't hold you up. He won't make you captive. He won't make you a slave. But if you want to stay, seek his face. If you want to stay, seek the word. If you want to stay, make up your mind. I don't want this type of life no more. I don't want to be out here robbing these people in their stores. I don't want to be stealing out of a Walmart. I don't want to be stealing out of Target. Out of Walgreens, out of Ross, I don't want to keep lying, Lord. I don't want to keep dealing with this woman, and I have no intentions of loving her or marrying her. I don't love her like that. I'm using her. So, Lord, deliver this me from this spirit. It's all kinds. Now, it's all. It wasn't just that fornication. I just used mine. One of mine, I just used it. But it's many more. And we got to look at the fruits of the spirit as well. Yeah. We need to look at the fruit of the spirit because of this. That's going to help you too. Yeah, it is. That's going to help you tremendously. Because you're going to find out what God said about the fruit. And if you don't find yourself doing these things, then you're going to have to go back that altar and stay until he come. Stay until he deliver you. Stay in the word that's cutting like two-edged swords until deliverance come. But most time, once that word get to cutting good, you're going to let that thing go. It's not worth it. You'll be like, oh, no, I don't want to be cut like this every day. I don't have to do this because I've been set free. And you heard him say Jesus is a name where even the righteous can run in and be saved. When that thing comes, call on the name of Jesus. It's got to go. I'm telling you, it had a stronghold on me. What? Because I come from the world of saying this. This was me and I didn't read this nowhere. Nobody gave this to me. This was just my foolishness. Who sleeps alone at night? What woman got to sleep alone at night? Yeah. And now the devil brought that to me and I used it. Yeah. But that word, I'm a living witness, will deliver you from sin. Any sin. I don't care what kind of sin. Clubbing. I don't care what kind it is. The nightlife. I want to be more than what I am. I don't care what it is. The word of God will deliver you. But in order to be delivered, you got to pray and get in it. Sometimes you may have to call somebody else. And you ain't got to tell them what's going on, you know, because they don't need to know your business. They're not going to deliver you from it. Why tell them? But you may need to call somebody and just simply say these words. Would you pray with me? I call you for prayer. Huh? And let them lead off in prayer, and they praying, and you telling God, Lord, you know what it is. Lord, you know what it is. Deliver me. Yeah. So when you go to the fruits of the Spirit, that's going to be Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Ooh-wee. What you say, Barbara? Long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Ephesians 5:9 says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. And look, if you're not bearing these things, these types of fruits, John 15:2 says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Uh-huh. Because we need it. We need to get it right with Almighty God. Because many times, I'm talking to the believer today, many times we think because there's forgiveness, we can go ahead and do it. God gonna overlook it. But it's teaching us in Romans 6:1-2. It's teaching us that simply because there's forgiveness, don't do it. Because you can come to God and ask for forgiveness. because grace will abound for you. Don't do it. God forbid. God don't like that. Because when we know it's wrong and we do it, it's a sin. That's what the word say. That's not the word of Barbara. When he again says, for when we were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. 21 says, what fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? Because I certainly am ashamed many days. I done grew past it now because I forgave myself. But it don't excuse the fact that I did it. See, and this the thing. You're going to look back when God delivered you. After you delivered, you're going to look back and, oh, man. Ooh, I can't even look at that. I shouldn't have did that. I feel so bad that I did it. That's part of that repentance. Because you're going to become godly sorry for what you did. I became godly sorry for hanging out with this one, knowing if I'd have kept hanging out, what was going to happen. Nothing happened, but I was working on it and constantly telling myself, no, don't do that. Don't go over there. Don't go to his house. No, don't go on a ride with him. Because I'm knowing what would happen. Why deal with it? Why fool with it? Cut it off. Let it go. Stop. Get back to them knees and repentance. Lord, I knew what I was doing. God, forgive me. Lord, I knew I was flirting with him. I know I was seducing him. God, forgive me. What fruit had ye been in those things whereof you are now ashamed? All that stealing you did. When in them people stole and got their stuff. All that lying you did. Some of the lying was for no reason. You didn't even have to lie. It's many things. And now we're ashamed. For the end of those things is death. If I'd have kept going, I was going to die in my sins and going to church. Wednesday night Bible study, Friday night prayer meeting, and all up and through there on Sunday, huh? Headed to the wages of sin, which is death. I told you before the pastor left to finish the benediction good, when he said the last word of it, I was out the door. Out the door with the boyfriend, hit it on the Daytona, whatever I wanted to do. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed, Barbara? For the end of those things is death. I come out. He delivered me. See, this is after, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. That's this after that now. Because that thing was still lurking around. Spirit of lust. Mm-hmm. Yep. The spirit of flirting. The spirit of seduction. Jezebel, all of that was around. Yeah. But when I prayed and I got in that word, I made my mind up to be sincere because I did not want to disappoint God and I didn't want to go to hell. That word cut. Oh, that thing was cut. But I had to stay in it. To be delivered. It, for me, I considered it a woman in labor. The pains are great. But once you birth the baby, look what you got, a son or a daughter. Yeah, they little and tiny and petite and precious. Now, I don't know, as they're growing on up, I pray for them here, train them. But the baby is very precious. It's innocent. It don't really know nothing. All that it learns, somebody got to teach it. So the same thing with this, you're going to travail. You're going to go through. But it's worth you coming out. It's worth you not dying. 22 says, but now being made free from sin and become servants of God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. Look at this, look at this, look at this. It's worth it to come out. It's not worth dying for. It's not worth going to hell for. I'm here to tell you. It's not worth any of this foolishness. Yeah, I'm running all around squirrely bird. Yeah. Talking the big, talking this and that. I don't want to get married. I done been married. Da, 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 da. The scripture, boom, is better to marry than to burn. Get your own husband. Now, I don't have to contend with no benefits. Ain't no benefits in booty calls, as they call them. Ain't no benefits in one-night stands. And I come by and holler, a friend with benefits. Ain't no benefits in that. I'm sinning against my own body. I could come up with anything at any given moment. Just some nonsense. Not smart. Yielding to my members. Yielding to my flesh. When we got to let the flesh die so God can live. And we're going to live unto cleanness. We're going to live unto righteousness. And we're going to live unto holiness. We're no longer the servants of sin. So he said this. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. Look, and become servants to God. You're going to fully become serving him. Because something going lacking. Because your mind is not where it should fully be. If you can let your flesh ease in and want to be pleased, you're missing it somewhere with Almighty God. You're going lack on him. You're slacking on God. And this is not what we should want to do. I want the fruit unto holiness. I want to be the servant to God and the servant of God and the end everlasting life. I want that everlasting life. Nothing in hell I want, I told you. I don't want to smell it. I don't want to see it. And I definitely don't want to feel it. And God knows the very intent of my heart today. And I want to pray as many as I can up out of there, if it's possible. I want to share with as many as I can before you go there. This is why I talk of his wondrous works and make known his deeds among the people. And hoping somebody will say, well, what I need to do to be saved? Like they did on the day of Pentecost, Peter was the one that stood up and said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Huh? After we receive, we got to stay in the word. If you don't, you're going to find yourself in a place where you shouldn't be. I'm telling you the truth now. See, because I had slack, and I'm going to tell you something else. Be careful who you hang out with, too, because what they got going on, it look good. Y'all riding, you in the back seat, they in the front seat. And the enemy whispering in your ear, look at you, you ain't got nobody. You talking about church. You hear me? This is when you got to stand boldly within yourself and say, great is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. God's been good to me. Go back down memory lane. That'll run in my old, that'll run in my way. God has been good to me. He saved me, sanctified me, filled me with his spirit, and I know I got it. Furthermore, he's my keeper. Now get away from me. Get. You see what Jesus did for him when he tried to tempt Jesus with the bread? Tried to take him up and offer him all this stuff. And they're going to tell him the only, nothing going to happen to you unless you dash your foot. He had to go to him. Jesus was sick of the foolishness. You got to go. You savor not the things that be of God, but you savor that which be of the flesh, of the natural. I want to store up treasures in heaven where moth and rust don't corrupt and where thieves can't break through and steal. I'm not talking about this right here, him and her together. Because everything shine is not gold. I don't know what happened with them when they go home. He might be whooping them. I don't know. And I really don't want to know. So get thee behind me, Satan. Get. Got to do all of that sometime so that you can remain free and righteous. Free and walking in holiness. Free and a servant to God and have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. Now, this is where it gets juicy at, right here and good. 23 said, now, after, look here, after he done told you all of this right here, he let you know now there's a price you'll pay if you don't obey. That rhymed, didn't it, Sion? There's a price to pay if you don't obey. Yeah, that rhymed. I didn't even try that. It just happened. 23 sums it all up and make it beautiful for you. If you ain't got the gist just yet. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Did you hear that part? The price of sin is death. What you doing? But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I know some, oh, that I ain't doing such a bad sin. I ain't do nothing but go with glory over there. I laid with her 3 times, but that was it. But the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, our Savior. If God say don't do it one time. And if you slipped up and did it once, don't keep doing it. Get back to the fruits of the Spirit. Jump on Galatians 5 and 22 and ride it on out. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. I'm going back to the long-suffering because we don't want to do that. That's that natural flesh. It don't want to suffer. The spirit will suffer with you long as you need to. But that natural man, no ma'am and no, I'm a man. Why should I be around here without a woman? Marry one. Now, I don't want to marry now, but I got a few I'm looking at. Nope, marry her. And if you're not going to marry her, get on away from her. Isaac and Rebecca, they didn't play the radio. Wasn't no wedding and all of that. They got married. They went in the tent, come out married. When they laid and played, they married right there. But we want to play God. We're not playing God. I'm going to just go in the store, and I ain't going to take none. But that, you know what, I had to get that little bracelet. And plus, they laid it right there so I could get it. Nobody wasn't watching it or nothing. Stop stealing out them people's store. Not store, but store. Stay out of there. If you know you cannot go in the Target without stealing, Walmart, with a, don't go. Send somebody to go get your stuff. Hey, can I give you a ride over to Walmart and you run in there and get me this and this and this? And look here, a couple of dollars, get you some. If you have, because see, if you're right eye thin, you pluck it out. Whatever's going to stop you from going back with Jesus, do just that. Whatever's going to stop you, stop it. Long suffering. We got to go through some things. It may be a while before I get a job. It may be a while before I get a husband. It may be a while before I get a wife. It may be a while before I have children. I hope it's everlasting. But it may be a while on these things. Long suffering. Everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody want to suffer. Nobody want to die to their flesh. But the spirit in the carnal is always at war. Your flesh and the spirit is always at war. I'm talking to the church this morning, the church of God, the church of God and Christ, the church of Christ, the church of God, whoever you're calling yourself. I'm talking to you, the church that Christ died for. That's who I'm talking to today. Because we want to play. When I tell you in 2024, time out for playing. Time out for thinking you got the answer and you know, you don't know nothing. Men and women, we should get together and pray. We always want to make the distinction. Oh, she a woman. Oh, he a man. Let's come together as one body of Christ and pray. Pray for the lost, because we don't want them to be. Do you know in hell there's no coming out of there? Their sins got them there because in many cases we didn't compel them. We didn't go and put it on them. I don't usually post over the prayer club videos and all of that. But I posted about the rapper who went to hell because I want somebody over there who just come for prayer. They never going to pray over there. They just come for prayer. I'm never going to give God nothing. I'm just coming to get from God. And it may be some of them people who say they believers, but they ain't got it all the way together. Hopefully that may help them to understand better. Gossip. Unforgiveness, lying, cheating, stealing, all of this is against God. And if we don't repent and stop, hell will be our home. Yeah, hell is a real place. And it enlarges itself daily. Yeah, I hope this blessed somebody today. Because we want to come out. And I want you to know God will bring you out. And his word will set you free. His word will deliver you. He sent his word. And his word delivered. His word saved. Yeah. So we want to be in the word. You can look it up online. Scriptures that for your situation. Stealing. What scripture should I read if I'm still stealing? Because some things don't just go away the day you went to the altar and said, I do. It's some things that linger. And it's just got a strong hold on you because you've been in it a long time. I told you about Minister Hendricks. He passed away. I mean, good friend of mine. Oh, man, that bad. We've been up and down. And folks, you know, they always said we was a couple and all that kind of craziness. But he was like an uncle to my children and a brother to me. And he told me his testimony. He said when he first come to the Lord, he said a man had come by because he was hanging out, you know, around the dough hole and everything, was shooting heroin. But he would sell marijuana to get the money to buy the heroin to shoot in his vein. Yeah. And he said that this man came around and asked, he said, hey, man, I ain't got no church clothes. He said, well, let me get you something. So the man come and brought him, you know, something to wear to church. And he went there Sunday. He said, and the message come forth. He said, and that thing convicted him real good. And he found out he could come to Jesus and be saved and set free. He said, but he had weed in all his pockets. Because right after church, he was going to go sell his weed. He said he was sitting there and he was trying his very best not to go to that altar. He said, but when he noted the thing, his feet was up, he was on his feet, and he was headed down that aisle to the altar. He was back. He was trying to stop it, he said, but he couldn't stop himself. He landed at the altar and got saved. He said, and while he was down there, afterward, he said, Lord, you know I got all this weed in my pockets. But Lord, help me to get rid of this weed. And that's the end of it. He said that he got rid of the weed and started going to church and Bible study and started learning. Now, he went back out there several times now. Yeah, he went back out there smoking weed, laying and playing with women. Yeah, and he would come and tell me, pray for me, Jack. I say, what? The man, I met my old girl around there at the store, and when I know the thing, Bob, I had to follow her home, and it just done went down. I feel so bad. I said, all right, I'll pray with you, pray for you, you know. And then got out there, I don't know what happened, but he got with whoever, and the next thing I know, he had smoked crack cocaine, the preacher. Well, next thing I know, he had come in, but he had got off of the crack, and they diagnosed him with cancer, colon cancer. After that, I don't think we had to worry about him going back out there no more. Yeah, he ended up on dialysis. A lot of stuff happened to him, you know. Stayed this time with God and stayed witnessing wherever he could. No matter what you said, he would bring the word to you, you know. And because I know he was preparing to leave here, so much was happening to him. Yeah, illnesses and this and that. So he was preparing to go. So he worked in the vineyard before he left here as often as possible. But this morning, this is serious business. I know it may not sound so serious to you. You know, you got that grace thing going and you've been getting away with stuff. But listen to me, the wages of sin is death. Stop playing with him, going and marry him. The wages of sin is death. Stop lying. The wages of sin is death. Stop cheating. The wages of sin is death. And I don't mean just cheating like a man cheating on a woman or a woman cheating on a man. Stop cheating in the relationship, period. He said don't buy nothing else. You agreed to not to buy nothing else, but you done bought stuff and hid it in the trunk of the car. You know your place as a lady. But you've been getting out your place because you've been feeling some type of way. That's the time to go to God and get them crazy spirits off you because spirits leap and jump. If you've been around that friend that's aggressive, stop going over there. Too much going on. Spirit of depression, anxiety. That's not God. Those are not your abilities. That's from the straight from hell. That's the devil. God delivered you. And anything that you haven't been delivered from, get in the word, get in the prayer, get serious. Tell God you want to give it up and Lord help me. But that word will cut it out of you. I'm here to tell you, boy, that word will do the job for you. You got to believe it. Believe the word of God. Let's pray right quick, and then I'm going to the first request of the morning that I didn't pray this morning because they wasn't here, and so we'll go to that request. But let's pray the prayer of faith. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you wish that none should perish. We're your people this morning. We're Christians. We're followers of Jesus Christ. And Father, we come this morning asking that you would help us. Anything that's in us that shouldn't be, Lord, we ask that you would take it out. You would cut it out of us. in the name of Jesus. Father, give us a prayer life and a Bible study life. And Lord, not just so we can share with others, but that what shouldn't be us will come out through your word. Father, we ask that you would help us today. Deliver us all from evil. Deliver each of us. If the spirit of lust, if the spirit of greed, whatever it may be today, God, we ask that you would remove it from us. Deliver us and set us free in the name of Jesus. Not that whom the Son set free is free indeed. But Lord, some things we allow to come back. Certain things trigger certain things. But Lord, we want to stay on the righteous path. We want to do that which is clean. We want to be holy because you're holy. Help us all today to come up in you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you this morning. We want to go back with you when you come. Father, we want to come back and judge the world with you, or come with you to judge the world. And we can't do it if we haven't been delivered. Give us a clean heart today. Father, renew the right spirit within us that we want to be delivered from whatever we know is wrong with us. And whatever we don't know is wrong with us, we want to be delivered from it in the name of Jesus. And Father, you didn't say we had to beg. You said ask. And we are asking you this morning in the name of Jesus to do it for us this day. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for hearing. We thank you for answering our prayers. Lord, let the evidence show up in us. Let us see the evidence in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to this one this morning. And Sion Jackson, I'm going to dedicate this one to you. I hope she didn't have to leave.
Able, you're more than able. Ain't no problem that's too hard for a strong and mighty God. Yes, you are able. You're more than able. Time and time again you prove I can always count on you. Yes, you are
able.
Ain't no
you
can always count on you.
You
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I like that number right there. Let it play it all the way through for you now. It was a dedication. But I told you we was going to hear some things this morning, and it was going to be a little horrific. So we're going to go on and start this now. This one says that a side chick kills a pastor. A side chick kills a pastor. The wages of sin is death, I'm here to tell you. And we got to get it right with God and stay with him. Yeah, so we don't slip up. Yeah, we don't fall short, as they say. So let's take a listen.
Join us today as we explore the events surrounding Pastor Broads Perry in Collierville, Tennessee. This is the tragic story of Pastor Broads Perry. Born in 1983 in Memphis, Tennessee, he was a third-generation pastor. After graduating from A&M University in Tallahassee, Florida, with a major in healthcare administration, Pastor Perry found his true calling in serving the church. He held the position of executive pastor at the Mississippi Boulevard Church. Pastor Perry was actively engaged in various ministries at Mississippi Boulevard, including couples ministry, live group ministry, singles ministry, and young adults ministry. He was dedicated to his role in guiding and supporting the church community. In his personal life, Pastor Perry was married to Tabitha Perry, although the duration of their marriage remains unknown. Welcome to Explore Crimes. Please subscribe and hit the bell icon for more stories. On the night of April 4th, 2019, the police received a call at around 10:30 p.m. reporting gunshots from the Marion Park apartment in Coralville, Tennessee. The nature of the incident suggested a domestic situation involving a man and a woman. Upon reaching the apartment, law enforcement found a woman with a gun. Attempts were made to have her surrender the weapon, but she refused to comply. Subsequently, an officer fired a single round from a less lethal shotgun at her arm. Tragically, at the scene, a man was found with gunshot wounds and was rushed to the hospital where he later died. The deceased was identified as Broads Perry, the associate pastor at Mississippi Boulevard Christian Church. His wife, Tabitha Perry, also sustained a gunshot wound to the arm. Her injuries were non-life-threatening. The perpetrator responsible for this heartbreaking incident was identified as Latoshia Daniels. Investigators stated that Latoshia arrived at Pastor Perry and his wife Tabitha's apartment on Thursday evening, April 4, 2019. Tabitha, the pastor's wife, let her in. Although the pastor wasn't present at first, Tabitha considered Latoshia an acquaintance of both her and her husband. The two talked for about half an hour before Broads Perry came home. After his arrival, the three of them conversed in their apartment for about 10 minutes when Latoshia said it was late and got up to leave, with the couple following behind her. However, things took a dark turn when, as the couple was escorting Latoshia Daniels to the front door, she pulled out a handgun from her jacket and started shooting Pastor Perry multiple times. Perry's wife informed investigators that Daniels repeatedly said, "You broke my heart," while shooting Pastor Perry. Mrs. Perry began screaming for help and banging on the neighbor's door to call the police. As the pastor's wife knelt down to check on her husband, Latoshia shot her in the shoulder, instructing her to move out of the way.
We are learning new information tonight about what led up to last week's murder of a pastor at Mississippi Boulevard Christian Church. Good evening, I'm Richard Ransom.
And I'm Katina Rankin. Police reports, scanner traffic, and friends of Pastor Broads Perry show a scorned mistress from Little Rock drove to Collierville over the man she loved. Local 24 News reporter Rebecca Butcher live with tonight's top story. Rebecca, you're reporting there from Collierville.
Yeah, Katina, well, that suspect, Latoshia Daniels, she's expected here in Collierville Town Court tomorrow morning. We got a chance to speak today to a friend of the now-deceased Pastor Perry. She went to Florida A&M University with him several years ago. She told me that the news today was hard to believe.
Oh, my God, something.
That's a Collierville cop after arriving Thursday night at the Meridian Park Apartments. Executive Pastor Brodus Perry was dying from three gunshot wounds. His wife was shot in the shoulder, and Latasha Daniels was holding a gun. We contacted one of Pastor Perry's friends in Florida.
I was, you know, really sad, and I was like, not Brodus. I was like, didn't he just move to a new city?
The couple did just move to Collierville from Little Rock. That's where Perry's wife now tells police she and her husband knew Daniels from and never suspected an affair until Thursday night. She says Daniels showed up, had a short visit, began to leave. She grabbed her gun and started firing, shouting, "You broke my heart."
It appeared that they were... From what the lady shared, that they had a relationship, and so I would say healing has to take place for the young lady who committed the crime, and also for the wife.
Records show Daniel, the certified anger management specialist, was a member of Pastor Perry's former church in Little Rock. The two also worked together at a nonprofit.
And this was such a dramatic situation, and for her to find out this information or whatever this lady is saying while her husband is being killed, I could imagine how that, you know, may feel.
Latosha was taken to Baptist Memorial Hospital in Collierville for her injuries. Police reported that as Latosha was being discharged from the hospital, she attempted to run away from officers. When instructed to place her hands behind her back, Latosha allegedly resisted, pushing and shoving officers before running out of her room and down the emergency room hallway. According to the arrest affidavit, officers shouted for her to stop, but she continued through the door leading to the intensive care unit part of the hospital. Police caught up with her, but Latosha allegedly grabbed an officer's shirt and started swinging, hitting one officer. Eventually, officers managed to roll her over onto her stomach and placed her under arrest. She was charged with first-degree murder, attempted murder, and assault on a police officer.
New information tonight at 5, the Arkansas woman accused of shooting a Memphis pastor to death was back in court this morning. Latasha Daniels is charged with shooting and killing Brodus Perry, the executive pastor at Mississippi Boulevard Christian Church, and injuring his wife in their Collierville apartment last April. Daniels pleaded not guilty and will remain in jail until her next court appearance in mid-November.
Not much is known about Latosha Daniels and her personal relationship with Pastor Perry, except that she was a member of his former church in Little Rock, Arkansas, and they worked together at a nonprofit organization. However, information on Latosha's professional life revealed that she was a certified anger management specialist, a licensed certified social worker, and qualified clinical social worker with over 14 years of experience providing mental health services to individuals, children, and families. She had 3 degrees in criminal justice, social work, and a doctorate with a focus on criminal justice. Latosha also started a nonprofit called Links of Love. Despite all this, the details about her personal connection with Pastor Perry are still unclear. Tabatha Perry informed the authorities that her and her husband met Latosha Daniel while residing in Little Rock, Arkansas. Tabatha found Latosha's unannounced visit to be strange. Despite being unaware of her husband having an affair, Tabatha expressed that Latosha's actions and statements led her to believe that there might have been a romantic involvement between Latosha and her husband. Pastor Perry's death left his community, family, and friends in shock and heartbroken. No one expected such a tragedy to befall their pastor, especially at the hands of one of his former members.
New at 9 tonight, we are finally hearing from the senior pastor of Mississippi Boulevard Christian Church about the recent passing of Pastor Brodus Perry. Reverend Dr. J. Lawrence Turner talked about Perry's passing with his congregation this morning.
Not only have we experienced the death of Brodus Perry to violence, but the rumors swelling around his murder leave us shocked and shaken. To those of you who are wondering, how could this happen? How could this happen within our safe and loving church community? To those of you in particular who came to know him as I did during the 5 months he was at Mississippi Boulevard, I want to say I'm heavy-hearted because of your pain.
Pastor Brodus Perry, like everyone, had his imperfections. To an outsider, he appeared to have it all. a young and beloved pastor in the community, seemingly deeply connected to his beautiful wife, Tabitha Perry. However, beneath this exterior, Pastor Perry concealed a dark secret that ultimately emerged, tragically costing him his life and leaving his community in profound shock. In reflecting on the perpetrator, Latosha Daniels, one is struck by the tragic irony of a woman with education and a great potential resorting to such a devastating act. The question lingers, why would someone with so much going for them make such choices, knowing the likely consequence of spending the rest of their life in prison? The gravity of the situation raises the profound question of whether it was truly worth it. In this unfortunate incident, there are no winners. The pain and loss resonate not only with the community mourning their beloved pastor, but also with the wife, Tabitha Perry. The impact on her, discovering a dark secret about her husband and facing the aftermath of his untimely death, is immeasurable. It serves as a stark reminder that actions carry consequences, affecting not only the lives of those directly involved, but also the broader community left grappling with the aftermath. In closing, the unfolding tragedy surrounding Pastor Broads Perry and Latosha Daniels serves as a stark reminder of the complexities that can lie beneath seemingly idyllic lives. As the details of their personal connection remain shrouded in mystery, the impact on the pastor's community and his grieving wife, Tabitha Perry, is undeniable. Our hearts go out to all those affected by this heartbreaking event, and we extend our deepest condolences to the family, friends, and congregation of Pastor Broads Perry. May he continue to rest in peace, and may those grappling with the aftermath find strength, solace, and healing in the days ahead.
Thanks for watching. Like, share, comment, and subscribe.
Now, we heard all of that, may he rest in peace. What? Although we never know if he got a chance to say, Lord, have mercy, God, please forgive me. But we continue to pray for that wife. Because I know no matter how long ago it's been, that still affects her from time to time. So we keep her lifted in prayer. We keep them church people lifted in prayer because we know that was devastating to them as well. And if he has some in there who just, you know, they couldn't get it together or whatever, that really affected them. Sister Angela. Ah, Sister Angela. Good morning. God bless you. I hope you're tuning in today, or at least I hope you're listening. Oh, I don't know, Sion. I don't know. Because I looked at it, and if you go and take a look, Side Chick Kills Pastor. Go take a look, and then you can let me know the answer to that particular question. Yeah. I have one more for you, and you may have heard it, but I got one more for you I want you to listen to. And I'm remembering this, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. And if we'll come to God and repent, we'll be in good shape, and we can get over this thing, and we will be all right in Jesus' name. I got to find this for y'all. Oh, I got excited right quick. Sister Angela. Remember Annalee and Sister Angela? And I think her name is Angelie. The mom and daughter out of, I think it's Pensacola. Hadn't heard from Sister Angela in a long time. I miss her too. We used to talk a little bit on the phone and laugh a little bit and all of that. But I know she moved from different spots because she worked in Alaska. Oh, I used to love talking to that Sister Angela. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. Okay, it's got to be here. Here we go. I'm not going to even tell you what the title of this one is. I just want you to listen to this. I could not believe it, but I know the devil will trick anybody.
You committed the ultimate act of betrayal, leaving your baby terrified, alone, unprotected, to suffer what I heard was the most gruesome death imaginable.
An Ohio mother will spend the rest of her life in prison for leaving her toddler home alone for more than a week, where she starved to death while her mom jetted off on vacation. Prosecutors say 32-year-old Crystal Candelario left her 16-month-old daughter, Jalen, alone and unattended at her home beginning on June 6th of 2023. Candelario didn't return home until 10 days later on the 16th. And upon returning home, she made the tragic discovery. Her daughter was found unresponsive in what investigators described as a filthy playpen. She had been extremely dehydrated, and the young toddler was pronounced dead at the scene. According to the medical examiner, Jalen's body was extremely emaciated. She weighed less than 14 pounds at the time of her death. Investigators say Candelario left her daughter alone while she vacationed in Detroit and Puerto Rico. She was arrested and booked the day after returning home and discovering her daughter's body. In February of 2024, Candelario pleaded guilty to charges including aggravated murder and endangering children. During Candelario's sentencing, the prosecution said investigators combed through more than 600 hours of Ring camera footage, which actually showed Candelario left her daughter alone for 2 days before she jetted off on her vacation.
If, in fact, we would have gone to trial, the evidence was going to show that Crystal Candelario left the state of Ohio on 6/4/2023. She leaves because there is a receipt that's found in her car that she is in Taylor, Michigan. Unbeknownst to Ms. Candelario, her neighbors had Ring doorbell, and the Cleveland Police Department Homicide Unit has gone through 648 hours and videos of the Ring doorbell, which you're going to see in this presentation. With regards to Ms. Candelaria, she returns to Cuyahoga County on 6-6 at 7:41 a.m. So at this particular point, we have reason to believe that this child was left alone for 2 days now, and she returns on 6-6-2023.
Prosecutors say after returning on June 6th of 2023, Ring camera footage captures Candelario again leaving Cuyahoga County, Ohio, where police cameras later captured her movements in Detroit, Michigan.
Through the search warrants, we were able to retrieve her Spirit airline tickets that showed her departure and her return from Puerto Rico. She was gone from 6-8 to 6-11. And it's interesting, Your Honor, because in the defense memorandum, it says that her abrupt stopping of medication played a significant role in her ability to function as a parent and make sound decisions. So when we look at, these are items from her phone, her actions indicate to us that she is in Puerto Rico having a good time with friends, and that there is not a care in the world about the 16-month-old that was left alone in the pack and play. These pictures show somebody who is showing some discretion and judgment because she's having a good time. Meanwhile, this child is in a pack and play.
The prosecutor said during Candelario's vacation, Ring camera video captured the sounds of crying from her toddler while she was left unattended. When she returned on June 16th, prosecutors say upon discovering her daughter dead in the pack and play, Candelario redressed the young toddler before calling 911. Portions of that phone call were played before the judge in court, where Candelario can be heard screaming for help.
Please, I need help. Okay, I can't help you if I don't know where you're at, so tell me the address so we can help you.
says despite Candelario's emotional phone call to 911, the next day she went back to Detroit to visit one of the men she had been dating. During her interview with investigators, Candelario claimed she had been home all week and her daughter hadn't been eating well for the past few days. She said she woke up that morning and found Jalen unresponsive.
So that was just Monday and Tuesday of this week. She was throwing up.
Yeah.
And then how was she Wednesday and Thursday?
She was with no food, just with a meal because she was refusing. Maybe it's because she had it 1 minute, 2 days, before.
Yeah.
So that's why.
What?
I was scary because say, oh my God, we need to go to the hospital because she doesn't eat anything. She was loose, tiny, her weight.
Yeah.
I lose, her weight. But right now, in this morning, when I wake up, she was asleep. She sleeps every day 12 hours.
Okay.
She sleeps like at 9 p.m.
Okay.
To 9 or 10 a.m.
Okay.
12 hours. So, in this morning, I was sleeping too. I never wake up. She was up.
What happened? What was going on last night?
Last night she was crying a lot. And I see one moment when I was take a shower, and she was screaming like, I don't know, probably she getting pain.
Okay.
Maybe.
About what time was that last night?
Maybe at 7 or 8 p.m.
Okay.
So she was screaming like, probably with, for pain or something like that. In this morning when I wake up, I took her in the morning for updating with her, and she wakes up, and when I see her, I see she looks like a really, really dry, like a, como se dice, cuando una persona se chupa, o sea, se,
Prosecutors say Jalen died a horrible death, prompting them to bring in the medical examiner, Dr. Elizabeth Mooney, to explain to the judge the terrible and horrendous conditions Jalen suffered.
Unfortunately, this is one of the most tragic and unfortunate cases I've had in my career thus far. So today I speak on behalf of her and her findings with the course of my examination. We received Jalen at the medical examiner's office from the scene of her residence, at which time she was clothed in non-soiled clothing, indicating her body had likely been dressed prior to first responder's arrival, as they had mentioned before. So at autopsy, I examined the body of a very emaciated female toddler. At this point, she weighed 13 pounds. Upon review of medical records, this indicated approximately a 7-pound weight loss since her previous doctor's visit less than 2 months prior to that. The eyes were sunken, and she had temporal wasting in her face. In addition to that, the skin showed markedly decreased turgor, meaning when I pinch the skin, it remains in that tented position, indicating severe dehydration. In addition, there was abundant fecal material present, caked on the fingers, the fingernails, the hands, the feet, as well as the soles of the feet. The same material was found on her lips, which were very dry and flaking, as well as in her oral cavity, caked to her teeth.
Dr. Mooney said Jalen's body fed upon itself, trying to get nutrients. Her kidneys failed, and based on the decomposition and state of her body, she had likely died 2 or 3 days before her mom returned and discovered her body. Jalen's cause of death was ultimately ruled as starvation and extreme dehydration due to pediatric neglect. The state said none of Jalen's family called their office to ask about the case. Instead, they were more concerned about Candelario. So law enforcement became the voice for the young toddler. Sergeant Teresa Gomez became emotional as she explained Jalen's young life was cut too short for no apparent reason.
This tragedy should have never happened. I am Sergeant Gomez from the homicide unit. The entire homicide unit, Cleveland Homicide Initiative, and our partners from the FBI are here today in honor of baby Jalee Candelario. When we were first notified of this horrific case, we were all heartbroken. But when we started digging deeper into the investigation, it was beyond horrific. It was revealed that the defendant, Crystal Candelario, left her own child alone for hours, which led to days which led to weeks. This 16-month-old baby was left alone in a pack and play to fend for herself for 11 days with no food, maybe milk, the clothing she had on, and the diaper she was wearing. This baby loved her mother. She needed her mother, and her mother betrayed her.
Later, when it came to the defense's turn to speak, Candelario's lawyer, Derek Smith, didn't condone her actions.
Everything that I'm about to get into here today, and my client agrees with me, is no justification for her actions. And what the prosecution said, actions matter. And these actions are narcissistic, selfish, abhorrent, absolutely worst parenting imaginable. She pled to aggravated murder. She pled to child endangering. So everything we're about to tell you is mitigation.
The defense says Candelario was struggling with being a single mother of two.
Fast forward to 2023. It's just overwhelming. She even tried to harm herself. Took 20 Motrin. Ended up in Metro. In early February of 23, after spending just a few days in her room alone, her mother went to check on her, asking what was going on. Her whole side of her body was numb. Didn't know what was going on. They took her to Hillcrest Hospital. She was admitted there. And they were doing some evaluations for, you know, her migraines. She was complaining about headaches and weakness, facial drooping, thought it was possible stroke. They put her on IV Depakote, which is an anti-seizure, also used to treat manic disorder. And at the end of the day, after evaluations, she was clean, nothing wrong with the brain. They gave her some oral Depakote and Effexor, two antidepressants, and sent her home. She was not very clear on what those were, but she was taking them supposedly as directed. And then she returned to Hillcrest Hospital again in March, and there was a note from the doctor saying that she should have had plenty of Effexor, but she's saying that she's out and she needs more, and she's coming back with the same problems. So they got her evaluated again, and they were saying that her anxiety and her stress was the trigger for these physical manifestations, what was happening to her, for the loss of sensation in the side of her body, the numbness. And they prescribed her more Depakote, more Effexor, and also Atarax to help her sleep because she wasn't sleeping. And this is in March of 2023. And, you know, take the medication as prescribed. And then medications ran out. She wasn't feeling any better. They weren't working. She stopped. You're not supposed to do that with these drugs, Your Honor. These are very serious mental health drugs. And you need to be tapered off of these medications, or there could be some side effects. Not only the side effects, but the actual underlying conditions that she may have had or been suffering from are also going unmedicated this time.
Smith said the photos of Candelario on the beach didn't show the entire story, adding she was hiding her depression from herself and her family. He said there was no justification for Candelario's actions. She could have called authorities or done things differently.
When you're in that state, when you're off meditation, mismanaging your thoughts, you're not thinking clearly. Her body just, she had to get out, and she was having fun. If she was okay in her mind, Jaylene was okay. And of course, that's not the case. But I will point to when she did finally get home, and we heard that 911 call, she didn't want this to happen. You could hear that. Screaming, help me, my daughter's dying. Yes, because of your actions.
Okay, I tell you, the time is drawing now. Yeah, time is really winding up. I mean, we hear some horrific things. People just lose it and just go out and just do whatever. And we know it's not the ways of God. We know that they're being tricked by the enemy. And my thought is to pray for these people. Now, this woman that left the baby 10 days alone, for 10 days. Who does that? But an insane person. Enemy snatch your mind. He got your mind. You don't have it or control of it. So she's got a chance. Now, the pastor, he didn't get a chance. But the wife and the side chick, they have a chance. But he dead and gone. And if he didn't repent, I don't know. But this woman here that left this toddler for 10 days, alone for 10 days, she got a chance to repent. Because, see, it don't matter. If God forgive you, the world may as well. Mm-hmm. It don't mean that you don't reap what you sowed. But if God forgive you, the world may as well forgive you. And you forgive yourself. But if we sow to the spirit, we'll reap it to the spirit. If we sow to the flesh, we'll reap it to the flesh. I was thinking that too. Oh, I done got saved. I'm good to go. No, the Lord showed me. You wrote them checks when, you know, you was kiting and carrying on before you got saved, but it's still out there. You still got to pay for that. Yeah. And see, many times we don't want to do it. That's why they run to God. Mm-hmm. But even in my coming to him, I know I had to pay. And I used to hear him talking bad about the prison, the warden, bad about the prison guard. I didn't have nothing bad to say. Mac, you ain't got, no, I don't have nothing to say. Why? Nobody invited me up here. I didn't get an invitation from Florida Correction Department of Correction in Lower Florida. I never received the invitation, please come up. No, I went on my own. I invited myself. I bombarded them people prison, and guess what happened? When you're not invited, you don't be treated as guest. I used to laugh at that so hard because I would hear him out there, yeah, Miss So-and-so, this and that, and then Mr. So-and-so, I'm sick of this. And I was like, I can't complain because I know I didn't get invited up here. Had I got invited, I would have expected something different. And then I have no problems, really. I mind my business, went on my way, said what I meant what I said, and I was through. Yeah. And I had a cousin work my dorm, close relative. Yes, it was. We couldn't tell nobody. Mm-hmm. So either they would have moved me or moved her, but most likely they'd have moved me somewhere else. So I kept my mouth shut. She kept her shut. Christmas comes, she brought me Christmas dinner. And I had to go in a special place to eat it, but she made sure that was good too. Mm-hmm. You see? But I didn't grumble and complain about where I was. What I did do is look around for ways to make money. I did do that. And I learned how to crochet. And I learned some other things. Yeah, I went to church, all kinds. Couldn't sing in the church choir. That just wasn't for me. But I was there because, you know, you see attitudes and things, and you say, no, I want to get hooked up with that. But I would support them. And when they sang, I'd stand up and clap. But I don't want to be partake of it now if I got to deal with all of this kind of attitude and things. But God bless me nonetheless. Yeah. I left the prison with a form of godliness, denying the power thereof, but eventually God saved me. Mm-hmm. Sanctified me and filled me with his spirit, but I wasn't quite the same but once I left the prison. And I was only there for 19 months. Yeah. They used to say, you're a short time, but get somewhere and sit down and cut all that out. Well, I might be a short timer, but I don't think nobody want to just try to run over me with my short time. Because we can make theirs long, not mine, but theirs, we can make it longer for them. Mm-hmm. But God brought me out. And when I hear this woman's testimony, too, about leaving that baby, I remember one time Shante told my mom, I had a dream that I had a baby, and I went to the grocery store with the baby and left the baby in the shopping cart. Look at here. Huh? Yeah, brought the food home, now the groceries home, but left the baby. I said, no, you ain't finna have no kids. It's all right. Don't worry about that. I'm good. Yeah, but some people, when it comes to going out, that thing will drive them. When they hang out with a man, it would drive them. Because if the man was any good, he'd have checked on the child too. Well, hey, look here, who you leaving Rowisha with? Who you leaving little Tammy with? Let me go over there and let's go by there before we leave. But a lot of women be so getting out of there and getting away from the child. They don't check nothing, and they're not going to let the boyfriend. Oh, no, she good. I know my mama got her good. Probably lied to him. Mm-hmm. Or made it appear somebody was at the house with her. But I can't get over that thing. That is so sad to me. Oh, Jesus. That baby suffered. Y'all hear me? Suffered horribly. And I thought they would give her the death penalty if it was such a thing. Yeah, to let that baby suffer for 10 days like that when it didn't have to be. And let me tell you something. You can tell your friends, your family members, whoever need it. You can drop your baby off at the state. They'll take the baby. Yeah, just drop them off. They may not ask you no questions either. I can't do it no more. That's all you got to say. And go on about your business instead of letting death come to the child or the child suffer in a way where for the rest of their life they're going to suffer. Yeah, I've seen articles where they keep the grown adult child for so long from the childhood when he's rescued, he's a grown man weighing 70 pounds. 90 pounds. Because the devil done come in and snatch the mind of the person in charge. Now, he had totally snatched her mind. I'm like the man. You mean to tell me you went to sleep every night and didn't think of your baby was suffering? I don't know where your mind could have been, but it was. Maybe she just forgot the baby altogether and just went on and had fun. It's a pitiful thing. But we pray for her that she will give her life to Christ. We pray for the wife and the side chick that they repent and give their lives to Christ. Yeah. So we thank God. So listen, we're going to pray out and we pray that the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. And tomorrow, y'all bring someone with you. Ask somebody, hey, come join me in the morning over on Jesus in the Morning. Yeah. I don't really go over there till about 8 o'clock, but come with me. Yeah. And let's see what happens. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for all that has been said and done. We thank you for your word today, for your word is a lamp unto our feet. Father, it's a light unto our path. Forever, oh God, that word is settled in heaven. And Father, you sent your word and your word healed. And Father, we hope that this word healed today. Well, it's your word and it won't return void. So we're thankful unto you as we depart this morning. Father, bless our going out and bless our coming in. Meet the need in our lives today according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. And Father, again this morning, I ask that you would bless these your people, this faithful few, oh God, with uncommon blessings, uncommon miracles, uncommon favor this day in the name of Jesus. Those that stand in the need of finances, Father, I ask that you would move this morning. Show them not only did you hear, but Father, that you're answering in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Anna Lee Foot and Sister Angela Foot. Yeah, I'm so happy to hear from her. And I'm going to get back with her in a few minutes, see if she has time to talk. Because if you remember, she's the sister that worked in the in the emergency room. I mean, in the surgery, yeah. And she had the doctor his tooth. I thought that was so cool. I thought that was the best thing since sliced bread. Ooh, I thought it was just fascinating to me. Yeah, and she just handled it like it wasn't nothing. I guess when you do it so long, it's no big thing. Yeah, and Sister Sherry, I reached out to her yesterday, and she's asking us, the intercessors, to pray for Stephen and Kimmy. And we, of course, pray for her, Brother Louis' wife, Sister Sherry. So listen, let's keep them in prayer. Keep them lifted up before the Lord. And she's listening every morning, which is a good thing, which is a good thing. I thank God for that, and I'm staying in touch with Sherry because if she needs me for something, I want to be able to be a blessing. Hallelujah. So listen, at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye, and we're going to our last song of the morning. And after this song, I won't be coming back today. Can we do a double take, and we're going to hear the whole song? All right, thank you.
My daddy, who is nearly 70 years old, seems to feel like some of today's gospel music has lost its way. Mm. You see, my daddy's from Kershaw, South Carolina, raised in Bright Light Baptist Church and Ebenezer Baptist Church. And my daddy believes that when you hear gospel, it ought to sound like gospel. So my sister told me that she was making a gospel record. I wanted to make sure that it was something on there for my daddy. So, Daddy, we're going to take you back. God is good.
I know that God, my God, God is good.
Yes, He is.
God.
Put you
God is good. With no money in my pocket, God is good. With no money in my pocket, He still made a way. Then put food on my table, and He put shoes on my feet, so He could guide my every footstep. Jesus saved my soul, and then He brought me out of darkness. God is good. You know that He healed my every sickness. God is good. Said that He healed my every sickness. God is good. I said that He healed my every sickness. With no money in my pocket, He still made a way out of no way. He still made a way out of no way. He still made a way out of no way. Then He put food on my table, and He put shoes on my feet, so He could guide my every footstep. Jesus saved my soul. I know that He saved my soul, and He saved my soul, and then He brought me out of darkness. God is good.
Out of nowhere.